Welcome back to Lotus Radio's in-depth PSA program. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen, my second guest. Haven't seen you in a while. I feel sad about it. I'm glad I could have you in now. Yvonne Allen, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us come on today.
Oh, yeah. From our center, among other things. I feel like you're a Jacqueline of all
trades. World. So today, in particular, Northern Nevada Pride.
Northern Nevada Pride.
Big fundraiser for our center, yeah.
Right on. So give me the deets.
So Northern Nevada Pride is Saturday, July 28th. The parade is at 10 a.m. down Virginia Street this year. We're pretty excited about it.
Wow.
So it'll be under the arch over the Virginia Street Bridge. And so if you want to go see it, don't go to California Avenue. Go to Virginia Street. It's going to be great. We have a lot of new entries into that. It's going to be really big, really powerful. And then immediately after that, from 11 until 6 p.m., is our massive festival. Last year, the city of Reno estimated we had 10,000 people in attendance. Yeah, we raised $20,000 for our center in one day. Right?
Yeah.
How great is that? So it's 7 hours of nonstop entertainment. Right. Our headliners this year are Pandora Box from RuPaul's Drag Race.
We have
Ravon Owen, who's on American Idol. And we have Bobby Newberry, who's a pretty famous choreographer in America. So got to come check them all out.
Dang, very cool. So, what kind of undertaking is this? I imagine you're planning, as soon as the last one is done, you just keep working, and then you immediately work on the next Pride, right?
Yeah, there's a core group of about 10 of us that meet throughout the year. We're all volunteers, so Northern Nevada Pride is completely volunteer, organized, and ran.
Yeah.
So we take August off, usually, like the month afterwards. We like, we don't want to meet with each other for a little bit. We're
a little
over it.
Yeah,
like we're done. And then we usually come back September, October-ish, and do a wrap up for, learning from whatever happened in the previous year's Pride.
Right.
And then starting right in pretty much December, November. Yeah, in more November, we start planning the next Pride because a lot of our sponsorships have a fiscal year deadline for next year. So we have to at least have everything pre-planned for
them cemented. Sort
of. Yeah, luckily we're a very proud part of Art Town. And our date is always the fourth Saturday of July.
Okay.
So because of that, we always know what our date is.
That's nice.
So we're able to fill out those applications as needed.
Okay. Very cool. So how is it? I mean, what number is this?
So this is five.
This is the fifth.
We're five this year.
Okay. And
yes.
How is it? I mean, I imagine it's evolved. I mean, 10,000 people
last year. Exponentially.
Yeah.
So the first year we had probably about 2,000 folks and we were stoked, right?
Yeah, that was pretty dang good for
we
the first
so
time
excited.
Event.
We were so excited. Yeah. 2,000 people. We couldn't believe it. And it's a free event too.
Right.
So it's completely free. We accept donations at the door, but to have this massive event at Wingfield Park and figuring out that a group of seven friends can really sort of, pull it together. Big thanks to the R Center Board of Directors, because they really know what they're doing and their nonprofit experience is what makes this happen. But I remember I was talking about this with someone where our first year we sort of had to beg people to throw events around our event.
Okay.
Because that's really what makes Pride Pride is not we're all about the community. And so we, want to have our festival, but we want everywhere to be doing cool stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes it a big community Pride.
Exactly.
And the first year, you're having to send out so many emails, I really promise we're going to have a festival.
It's gonna be fantastic.
And now it's exploded. We have so many events around
our
Pride.
People approaching you probably at this point?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Even this year, Crawl Reno is hosting the first annual Reno Rainbow Pride Crawl on Friday night.
Wow.
Yeah, how cool.
That's
we have a crawl.
Cool.
We have a crawl.
It's like a pre-party.
No big deal. Yeah, we have. So our official kickoff party is Friday night at Harrah's from I think it starts at 6 to 9 at the Harrah's Plaza. It's called Drag Wars.
Oh,
it's where
yeah.
drag kings and queens compete on big inflatable jousting and they do a race and all the musical chairs. It's super crazy and fun. And then immediately after Drag Wars is when the Reno Pride Crawl will be organized by Crawl Reno. And then we try to get sleep. And then everything happens at, the next day, Saturday is the bulk of everything. So Saturday night, we don't have an official after party. We let all the different organizations and everywhere have their own, Pride after parties. And then Sunday, GSR, Grand Sierra Resort, is hosting a pool party for us.
Really?
So if you're feeling crazy on a Sunday after Pride, a little recovery, we're getting a portion of the door for our center from everyone who comes in.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
So, nonstop. Yeah,
it really is nonstop. It's like a 3 day business.
Adventure.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Before it was like a few hours.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So what is there? Is there a goal now, I guess, financially?
No. Or? So our goal has always been just to create an environment of acceptance, inclusiveness, and just a place to be. When we first started this, so it'd be almost 6 years ago when we first thought about it, we made sure to remind ourselves that our goal isn't raising money, making money. Right. That's a great byproduct, we felt, would probably happen, but we really just wanted a cool event.
Yeah.
You know, we want a cool event where everyone feels welcome, where there's cool entertainment and just neat stuff going on. And sort of a byproduct of that has been we last year made $20,000 for our center. And I think that also, since we are a free event, we do have like official entrances, right? And those entrances are staffed by volunteers. And if you would like to donate, you can. So we have anyone who donates $5 or more gets a special I Donated sticker designed by local artist Haley Hoff. She's who designed that hat and stuff too.
Logo. You gave me a little hat, which is really nice.
It's fancy. But, so if you donate $5 or more, you get a sticker that gets you $5 off of the water and booze that you buy from our booths.
Wow.
But it's not mandatory. Like anyone who, you know, if say you don't want to or, you know, some individuals can't, still come in, have a good time.
Yeah.
But because of that philosophy, that's when people will donate more because of it, which is neat.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just, it's always kind of nice.
Yeah.
Just like, if you want to.
Our treasurer, Todd, probably wants me to say, yes, we want to make all the money for our center, but...
That's a treasurer's job.
Yeah. Well, we're very, very lucky to have... So the three, our center board of directors, Jeremy, Todd, and Meredith, all are also directors of Northern Nevada Pride.
Oh, okay.
And so we're very lucky to have them and their structure and their constant reminders of everything to keep us all in line, which is nice. Todd always remembering, like, do you really need to spend that $10 on that tape? Can't you spend $5 on this kind of tape? It's good.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, we remember that we are part of a nonprofit organization, and that's really what it's about, giving to the community.
Right on. So as far as, so you mentioned the entertainment. Anything else going on? I imagine there would, like, food trucks possibly?
Oh, yeah. So we have, I believe, this year we put a cap on it. We had a little too many last year. It was a little intense. So we put a 12 cap on food trucks, but we have 12 food trucks, two stages. Our amphitheater stage is a nonstop entertainment. Like if you look online on our website or our Facebook, you see that every 5 minutes is literally booked out, which is great. And then we have a DJ stage towards the west end of Wingfield Park. And that's just a big tent that's shaded all day. And there's just DJs. You can dance there all day.
Wow.
It has been. So July 28th has been proclaimed by Mayor Hillary Sheevy as the City of Reno's Northern Nevada Pride Day.
Beautiful.
This year. I know. Thank you. Shout out Mayor Hillary Sheevy. We got a certificate of recognition from Governor Brian Sandoval also.
Wow.
So it's sort of, and I so Senator Catherine Cortez Mastos will have a representative with a certificate there for us also. So it really is just bringing all aspects of the community in, which is pretty neat. We have like a bounce house for kids. I'm thinking of all the different areas. I should have brought the map.
Oh, it's all right.
We have an art area. We are part of Art Town, so not only entertainment, we have Reno Artworks that's hosting like an art interactive space.
Kind of an exhibit sort of deal?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, stuff happening just all around the park, which would be neat. So as of Wednesday, we had like 110 vendors, which is pretty crazy for Wingfield Park, especially it's only the fifth year of our event.
My lord.
Vendor spots, not counting any of our stuff. So it's going to be packed, but it's going to be good. And it's going to be hot. So if you're listening to this, please bring sunblock.
Yeah.
Wear a hat.
Prepare accordingly.
Don't wear 5-feather boas, even though it's going to look fabulous. You're going to sweat your face off, and we will have REMSA on site,
just in case.
Please dress accordingly.
I mean, there's so much to check out. This truly is like a full day event. So
it really is. Yeah.
Just plan to spend the whole day out there.
Yeah, bring sunblock. There's water there. It's fine.
Make new friends.
Make lots of friends.
Yeah.
That's what I posted a contest online, and people were posting what their favorite part of Pride is. And a lot of it was that, you know, they get to go and meet new people in like a very safe, very inclusive environment. We have a lot of security. We have a lot of volunteers just to make sure we're all having Pride's supposed to be happy.
Yeah.
How often do you get to run around to people and just say happy Pride, and they all know what that means?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So a lot of people's favorite part of Pride is meeting all the people.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yvonne Allen, I want to thank you so much for
coming
in. Mr.
Ian,
it's so good
thank
to you see
for you. Having me on here.
Of course.
Holler at Pride. Look at us on all social media platforms at Northern Nevada Pride. Hashtag NNP, hashtag NNP18, hashtag we'll have a gay old time. It'll be fun.
All right. Kay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.